This is KUT. Over the next few months, Austin police plan to step up enforcement of the city's hands-free driving law. That's the one that says you can't talk or type on your phone in your hand while driving. As KUT's Matt Largy reports, police are tooling around in some unexpected vehicles to catch people breaking the law.
It's about 7 in the morning. You can hear rush hour on I-35 in the background. About a dozen Austin police officers are in the parking lot of the Walmart at Slaughter Lane.
We're going to go all the way down to 6th and turn around. Is that good?
Sergeant Michael Barger gives the briefing before officers get on their motorcycles or in their cruiser or on this empty Cap Metro bus. We hop on the bus and head out on I-35 going north.
Right now what we're doing is there's one right there. In the brown truck.
Barger's kind of busy. From the higher vantage point on the bus, he's looking out for drivers using their phones. It doesn't take long.
Approaching the Slaughter exit, it's about five cars in front of us to the right-hand side on the far right lane.
He and the other officers on the bus radio to officers waiting ahead of them. They pull the drivers over, write them a ticket. It's about $200 a pop.
You know, people are driving along. They got both hands on their phone, like that guy in the Chevy Sonic right there. You know, he's holding his phone up like this. How's he steering? He's not even watching traffic. He's looking at his phone and he's got both hands on it.
As we head toward downtown, the half dozen officers on motorcycles are almost constantly pulling someone over. Call them out, pull them over, write the ticket, and a couple of minutes later, the cycle repeats.
About four car lengths in front of the big white tanker truck.
Since the city's hands-free law went into effect last year, police have written about 7,000 tickets. But I know I still see all kinds of people breaking the law.
Do you think that so far this ordinance has reduced the number of people who do this?
I don't think so, not at this point.
And Barger says it's gotten harder to catch those people. Now he says people tend to hide their phones lower to avoid being seen by police.
Now they're looking straight on down, so your peripheral vision isn't even of any assistance to you now. So it is more dangerous. It's more dangerous.
We turn around at 15th Street and head back south on 35. Lighter traffic, going faster, means it's a little harder to see who's on their phone. But there are a few.
I think the people who get a ticket today will be doing this again tomorrow?
Probably not tomorrow. Hopefully they get themselves a Bluetooth or a hands-free of some type.
After about 2 hours on the bus, APD gave out 61 tickets for breaking the hands-free law. And with distracted driving being a leading cause of accidents, Barger says they'll be doing this on a regular basis through the summer. All this week, we've been looking at distracted driving and the other factors that lead to traffic deaths and injuries in Austin in our Road to Zero series. You can read all the stories in that series at roadtozero.kut.org. Matt Largy, KUT News.